Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Leading us off today is Malzi. Here is his play of the game.
You still need a solid 10 yards and change. Williams can't get it there. Should have been picked off. It bounces off the hands of Duggar. 25 seconds left.
Caleb's trying to get this one over Peyton Wilson, but short of Kyle Duggar, and it's a very fine window to put it in, and he just sails it over the top. I think if he looks at that one back in the film room, he may want to try somewhere else with the ball.
Indulge me on this one. I'm going to get on my soapbox for 20 seconds. I just think if you could give Mike Tomlin truth serum, he would talk about that as the play of the game. He says his defense hunts turnovers. It's their culture. It's what they do. Never mind that turnovers have been more or less statistically proven to be volatile week to week and unpredictable, no matter how hard you're hunting them. That ended up putting 3 points on the board because Kyle Duggar dropped the ball. That stuff happens all the time. In the NFL, it does. That's why guys play safety and corner and not wide receiver, because they don't have great hands.
Yep.
But I think Mike believes stuff like that, and he said it in that opening clip we played to start the show. When it's good on good, you know, it's game of inches and game of individual plays. I honestly think he could be a guy saying, yeah, if we pick that pass off, we might even take it a while and maybe get a field goal, and it's 24-14, instead it's 21-17. So while I think there are about 20 different plays in this game that were more impactful than that one, I'm citing that one just to prove a point that that's how backwards the coach is.
Here's Tomlin on the Steelers' defense yesterday.
You know, I thought they just did a nice job, man. You got to give those guys credit. Had some timing inside breaking routes, man. The quarterback was highly accurate on play pass, turning his back to the defense and coming up and throwing. And sometimes you got to give credit to the opponent, and I certainly do in this instance.
He was not highly accurate by any stretch, by the way.
Caleb Williams missed at least two or three passes by my count. I'm not counting the Porter one because that was a free play. He was going to chuck it no matter what.
And by the way, Joey Porter, do not do stupid stuff like holding the ball like a loaf of bread, as Ian Eagle said, because if you fumble it like you did and the Bears recover, they can decline the penalty and all of a sudden they're set up shop with great field position.
Part of it, he was so cavalier and it was such a low football IQ play. I kind of wanted the Bears to recover. I did because it would have gone down as one of the stupidest plays of the Steelers season, and I wanted it to happen. But yeah, he makes it seem like they were playing prime Tom Brady. They weren't. Caleb Williams was equal parts scattergun.
Here is Donnie's play of the game.
Rudolph looking. Rudolph is set.
Ball's out.
Ball's out. Ball is rolling around. Who's got it? Bears had a shot at it. Steelers then had a chance. Chicago's Montez Sweat.
So that was Rudolph's second turnover of the game, and then the Bears would then take the remainder of the four-ish minutes left on the clock in the third quarter. They would drive into the first minute of the fourth quarter. They would end it with a touchdown. That put them up 10. And I know that technically and amazingly the Steelers were alive in the final moments of the game, but that felt like a little bit of a kill shot. And I think one of the points to favor, if Aaron Rodgers would have played in this game, he's still, no matter how old he is compared to Mason Rudolph, he's way less turnover prone than what Rudolph would be. I thought Rudolph kind of reverted back to 2019.
He didn't have an internal clock going. And then they also kind of got greedy. I think Watt pointed this out maybe on the broadcast. Darnell Washington is a monster. I don't care how big he is. You're still asking a tight end to block their best pass rusher one-on-one.
The way that he was...
He gave up two sacks doing that.
The way he was lined up against him, it was like they started the transition to tackle early in
this game. Yeah, they had Fautanu blocking down on those plays, and they just left him on an island. He's awesome. He's a freak. He shouldn't... Let me put it this way. Would you feel good about Darnell Washington just lining up one-on-one on Myles Garrett or somebody like that? No, because that's not what he does for a living.
Here is my play of the game.
Third down and four. Bears fans are loud. Shotgun Rudolph. Flag down. Rudolph steps up. Rudolph will run for it. And a whole lot more. The slide into Chicago territory. Officially down at the 50. Penalty marker back at the 24. Everybody's walking back.
Illegal formation. Offense number 76 is left uncovered on the end of the line. A 5-yard penalty, third down.
Both of these guys are off the line, which means 76 is uncovered. You cannot do that.
All right. I mean, there's a lot of blame to go around here. Number one, Calvin Austin, what are you doing? You're a wide receiver. Line up properly. You know that before every play. You know those rules inside and out. They're drilled into your head by your wide receivers coach. You've known that since you played peewee football. So I start the blame there. It looked like Mason Rudolph looked over at some point. If he saw it like that, he should have either, I don't know, physically moved Calvin Austin into the right spot or called timeout, which sucks, you don't want to do. And... then how about the people on the sidelines who aren't playing in the game? And so they don't have like the, you know, the heat of battle kind of adrenaline that's coursing through them. You can look and see, oh no, if we snap the football here, we are going to get called for an illegal formation. We don't want third and nine. And you call the timeout. None of that happened. I thought it was his worst game management game in terms of some of the timeouts and, flow of the game things. The refs absolutely screwed up on the Connor Hayward tush push play where they said he was stopped short. It's the first half. I would have challenged that. Why not?
Did they the only thing I saw positive was did they tell him he couldn't challenge it because of when they blew the whistle?
The whistle came in way late.
That's what I mean.
He's challenged spot of the ball all the time. Why not do it there?
He's challenged spot of the ball when it doesn't involve a change of possession.
Right. And they had the overhead angle that they showed on CBS. I would have challenged that, and my logic would have been for him, hey, if I lose this challenge, it's a timeout that I lost in the first half. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not a precious second half timeout, and we're trailing in the game, and I might need this thing to come back and win. So...
at Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.